letter issued yesterday by Monsignor Mark Kadima, the Church des Affaires of the Vatican Embassy in South Sudan, says the Holy Father, Pope Francis, has appointed Reverend Father Christian Kalasa, the Vicar General of the Diocese of Malakal, as the new Bishop of the Diocese of Rombek. Reverend Father John Mathiang Machol, who has served as the diocesan coordinator for the Diocese of Rombek for the past 8 years, says the Rombek Diocese has not had a bishop for the last 10 years since Bishop Cesar Mazolari passed away in July 2011. Speaking by phone from Rombek, Reverend Machol says he is glad his diocese finally has a bishop.
I feel happy that the Diocese of Rombek have a bishop, so they will join the rest of the diocese, and then the work of God will progress and will go ahead. So I say thank you, people of God, for the time they have given me to serve them as a priest and as administrator for this period. And now I'm happy that I will hand over to another person who will carry on with them, and I wish him the best.
Reverend Machol says he found it challenging to carry out some activities meant for bishops since he is not a bishop, but adds the diocese often received help from the nearby diocese of Malakal for activities such as ordaining priests. Machol says it is essential for every diocese to have a bishop.
The challenge is the lack of the bishop among the people of God also is a challenge, because when bishop is there, it is a symbol of the church present, the authority of the church present. And then we have been running the diocese for 8 years now without the bishop.
Catholic Nancy Amok attends the Sacred Heart Parish in Rombek. She says she was excited to hear the Diocese of Rombek was finally getting a bishop, but was hoping it would be a South Sudanese.
We feel very good because we have been having no bishop for the last 8 years. So we are very happy that we got a new bishop. No matter what, he is not our person from within South Sudan, but we feel happy that we received a new bishop in Rombek Diocese, because we have been so lonely without a bishop.
Catholic John Madel of St. Joseph Parish in Quebec says he too is happy that the Diocese of Rombek finally has a bishop, but says the congregants were expecting Father Mathiang to be appointed Bishop of the Rombek Diocese.
Very unfortunately, the appointment of bishop was delayed up to today. That the hopes of the majority on the ground here is that they were hoping the appointment of the Father John Mathiang, who is the coordinator of Rombek Diocese, since bishop died. That whether the church, the arrangement of the church is different from any other arrangement, and that is why an Italian is appointed. But we don't mind.
Madel says he understands how the Catholic Church works and realizes the Pope can appoint any bishop he wants to lead the Rombek Diocese. Catholic Andogwe Daniel, who attends St. Joseph Parish in Quebec, says he would have preferred Father Mathiang to be appointed Bishop of the Diocese of Rombek.
He has taken a long time as acting bishop, and he has been here since 2011 when the late bishop passed away, Mazzolario. It has been a very big spirit of acting, you know, taking capacity of a bishop up now.
Still, Daniel says he welcomes the new bishop, Father Kalaska. The newly appointed bishop served as the assistant parish priest of Holy Trinity Parish in Old Fangak in 2006, then parish priest in 2007 at the same parish. In 2017, Father Kalaska was appointed vice provincial of the province of Komboni Missionaries in South Sudan. And in 2020, he was the Vicar General of the Diocese of Malakal. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sirino in Juba.